It's been over 30 years since the ink dried on the original, and now Mattawa is working on a new official plan. On St. Patrick's Day, the town held a special meeting to hear feedback from the public regarding the progress of the new plan. It wasn't well attended. One gentleman stopped by council chambers, and another two people joined online via the live stream of the meeting. However, Catherine Curry and Anthony Homick, of JP 2 Grams Consultants, were there to let council know how the plan was coming along. JP 2 Grams have been working on the plan since last Sept, when they spoke with staff at length before embarking on the draft. In November, a public meeting was held for insight, and from DEC, to the end of Feb. The consultants have been talking with staff as they work on the new official plan for council's consideration. What is an official plan? Homick put it simply, the official plan is the primary policy document that guides the evolution of the town. In the simplest terms, it sets out what land uses go where. Mattawa's last official plan, which is currently in use, was approved by council in 1991 and later approved by the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing, MMAH, in 1995. The MMAH must approve every town's official plan. Since adopted, the plan has been amended just over a dozen times, but the document as a whole has yet to be overhauled, until now. The process is well underway. As Homick outlined, the next steps are to engage with local indigenous communities for input, along with various ministries, submit a draft to council for comments, then forward that to the MMAH for review. Homick added, one of the most important updates to the official plan will be the preparation of high-quality GIS maps. These geographic information system maps are interactive and allow users to integrate different datasets within the maps. As detailed in Homick's report, the existing mapping will need to be updated to include the most recent information related to hazard lands, natural heritage features and mineral aggregate resources in the town. See, Mattawa Mayor provides state of the town update. The official plan will also provide strategies for housing, infrastructure, indigenous recognition and engagement, resource management, and preparing for climate change. Further, public health and safety, economic diversification, and waterfront development will also be addressed in the plan. On that last note, Mayor Raymond Belanger emphasized the importance of preparing for future floods. The mayor noted, along the Mattawa River floodplain, we're not only trying to make headway there, but we're trying to do something to mitigate disasters such as floods. Mayor Belanger wanted to ensure the official plan made room for creating a berm to mitigate flood waters in the future, and Homick noted he and the JP 2 Grams team could work on that as well. Within a few months, the official plan draft will return to council for further discussion. We're looking forward to the next step, Mayor Belanger said. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.